The perfect crime. Alice Jackson's husband, Henry, was a man of habit. So it was that at exactly 6 o'clock in the evening, she was in the kitchen getting a beer for him out of the fridge and watching him walk up the path. She was smiling. Today, the routine was going to be different. It was their 10th wedding anniversary, and some friends were coming round for drinks at 8 p.m. There was a big ice statue of a couple kissing in the middle of the table in the living room, with 20 glasses waiting for the guests. Alice was looking forward to the evening. She was very happy. She had a beautiful baby sleeping upstairs, a lovely home, and a husband who she adored. Henry opened the door and came into the kitchen. She turned round to kiss him and give him his beer.
Sit down, Henry said. I've got something to say.
Alice had no idea that in the next 2 minutes her whole life was going to change.
I'm sorry, he said. And it's our anniversary as well, but it's just that Kathy and I are in love. Bobby won't miss me, he's too young.
She didn't believe her ears. She was in a dream.
I'll get ready for the party, she said.
She walked into the living room. When she returned, Henry was standing with his back to her, drinking his beer. She was carrying something heavy. He turned.
What on earth are you doing?
These were Henry Jackson's last words. His wife hit him over the head. At first he didn't move, then he fell to the floor. Suddenly, Alice began to think very clearly. She took the ice statue back to the living room and phoned the police. Then she turned up the central heating and went upstairs to put on some makeup. The police came quickly.
Is he all right?
She asked.
He's dead.
Alice screamed.
No, not Henry, my Henry, oh Henry.
Through her tears, she told how she put the baby to bed and came downstairs to find Henry on the kitchen floor.
Burglars, said Detective Perry.
They took her into the living room. Sit down, Mrs. Jackson.
Sergeant Taylor, get Mrs. Jackson a drink, a brandy with some ice. Phew, it's hot in this room. I hope
you understand, Mrs. Jackson, that we have to search the house immediately. We must find the murder weapon. The room was getting hotter. Suddenly, an arm fell off the ice statue onto the table. It was melting. Sergeant Taylor went to the statue and picked up the melting arm. He broke it into bits and put some into Alice's brandy.
Phew, can I have a glass of water, Mrs. Jackson? It's so hot in here.
I think we all need one,
said the detective, and with eyes. They were all very hot and thirsty. Alice's friends arrived. Poor Alice, poor Henry, they cried, and they tried to comfort her. Oh, thank you, sobbed Alice. Please stay and have a drink. Help yourselves. They all had drinks, gin and tonic, whiskey, and they all had ice. The statue was now nearly a pool of water on the floor. I wonder what the burglar hit him with, said one guest. Who knows, said another, taking a sip of her drink. Alice heard this conversation and smiled into her brandy.